Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Anxiety and depression amongst our children have always been a concern, but with the advent of COVID-19 and the manifold disruptions to normal life, mental health for children has been pushed all the more center stage. Our good friends at the Catholic Schools Center of Excellence, or CSCO, together with Twin Cities-based Phoenix School Counseling, launched its Peace of Mind initiative in July of 2020, designed to support Catholic school principals, teachers, parents, and students, and as they meet the increasing challenges to mental health in Catholic schools. Now, they're upgrading the initiative to Peace of Mind 2.0. Joining us now are Brian Riggetts, president of CSCO, and licensed psychologist Dr. Jules Nolan, operating partner of Phoenix School Counseling. Brian, Dr. Nolan, welcome to the program.
Hello, good morning. Thank you.
Always great to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about this. Brian, let me start with you. Looking back at last year's enrollment uncertainty, with still being in the kind of in the thick of the pandemic, how does this year's Catholic school enrollment look? What's going on in terms of trends and enrollment?
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me. And looking back a year ago, we didn't know what to expect.
Sure.
But if we look at where it got us to today, it is simply amazing. You know, at the start of last year, we had over 1,000 new students become part of a Catholic school in the Archdiocese. And about 80% of those students, so 800 of those kids, were in grades K through 2. And, you know, across the board, school leaders, educators, and staff, they did such a wonderful job prioritizing in-person learning, academics, social and spiritual growth, and really the development of each student, caring for their well-being. You know, our goal for the entire year was to find ways to not make the feet of the year be open, but to be safe, but also to be excellent. And based on what we're seeing right now with the number of those families that are coming back and another continued year of growth in our Catholic schools, we think that our wonderful schools achieved that goal.
Fantastic. Well, that's so good to hear, and we are grateful that for all the good work of CSCO, of course. But let's start talking a little bit about the challenges that have come from COVID, specifically to mental health. Brian, what have you noticed specifically in and around some of the schools that CSCO works with in terms of, have there been an increase in reports of mental health problems or things that have come up in terms of student life and that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, so before we even started this Peace of Mind initiative last year, we surveyed all the principals and we asked them, what keeps you up at night? And it was almost unanimous. The mental health and wellness of students was the number one answer. But it went even deeper. It wasn't just the students. It was the concern for their parents. It was a concern for teachers. And ultimately, I was very concerned about our principals. They had to make very challenging decisions that for some people didn't like. It's a very lonely job. And so through hard work, prayer, and talking to Dr. Nolan at Phoenix School Counseling, we decided to come up with a plan for how we can support these schools. And what we found was not only did kids and teachers and principals need support, but so did parents. These monthly Zooms that Dr. Nolan had, you know, they were watched by, we approximately about 5,000 people. And I'll tell you, I was actually in a Target store once and looking for something and overheard a group of parents talking about the Zoom of raising resilient children and being calm in chaos. And these parents were just in awe over Dr. Nolan, her presentation, but how simple some of these things can be.
Wow.
I think at the end of the day, what we've learned is that we've talked about Catholic schools educate the whole child, but we also are in total partnership with parents. And when the parents have the same values and learn the same things that the kids do, and if we can partner with them to try to make sure that they have what they need to be successful parents raising children as a primary educator, well, then that's going to make everybody successful. And I think overall, the amount of time, amount of energy and resources that CSCO has put into this is making an impact, because it's not just educating the whole child. It's coming together as a whole family, trying to walk the footsteps of Christ, but also trying to become better people in the process, not just for teaching about academics, but about teaching life as well.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you for that, Brian. Dr. Nolan, let's bring you back into the conversation here, and welcome again to the program. Glad to have you with us. And I'm just wondering if you can give us the psychologist's kind of view of this. I think we've heard it, but why don't you just remind us of what kind of effects, just in a broad sense, that the pandemic has had, most especially on mental health in children?
Sure. Thanks for having me today. I'm so happy to have this avenue to talk to families because it's so critically important. You know, before the pandemic even arrived, we had an explosion in anxiety in children. It used to be ADHD was the number one diagnosed issue in classrooms. And pre-pandemic even, it was anxiety. Our kids are more anxious than they ever have been before. But since the pandemic, we have seen an increase in issues like perfectionism, in depression, in lack of motivation. Eating issues, eating disorders have just gone through the roof, and even in young children. We see an increase in conflict, even in children now. And kids just don't feel as inspired as they used to be. Their social skills are lower than they used to be. And so it is just so important for us as communities, as families, as schools, to be paying attention to these most important social and emotional learning skills. We know that's the best predictor of outcomes for kids. Kids who have good SEL skills do good in school, do well in school and in life.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for that rundown on that. Now, why don't you introduce us specifically to the Peace of Mind initiative, Dr. Nolan?
Sure. So Peace of Mind 1, as Brian said, twice monthly we did Zoom calls with parents and teachers to give them some concrete skills on protecting child mental health. We gave them good tips for what to do in school and at home. And then we offered the one-on-one Zoom calls for principals and teachers to address specific issues that they were seeing in the classroom. And very often it would come to the conversation around specific issues that they're seeing in life. And so we supported our communities in that way. And Peace of Mind 2.0 is like Peace of Mind turbocharged. We're doing so much more intentional work this year.
Okay. Well, so when you say turbocharged, what does that mean?
Okay. Well, we're doing, we're still doing the sessions, the webinars this year, and twice a month we'll be doing sessions, one for educators and one for parents, again, with concrete skills about how to deal with the increase in conflict that we're seeing at home and in schools, the what to do next, how do we get through this time that we all thought was going to be, you know, back to normal, and now here it isn't. So we're going to be doing monthly calls as we did last year, but also on purpose, we are doing social and emotional skills training. We're visiting the cohort of 10 schools. We're visiting their schools to teach teachers, all of the staff, everybody in a school on how to support the SEL skills of kids by using specific research-based techniques, including shining a light on the things about a kid that are perfectly right. So in other words, we're looking at a strength-based perspective and helping educators see, and by extrapolation, the child will see what God has created perfectly about this child. So these strategies are not based on the way a kid performs, about their skills, about competition, but rather on internal attributes, like kindness and thoughtfulness, like passion and intensity. And this will help the educator, and therefore the child, see that in the child. And one of the byproducts of this program is that we see improved behavior in classrooms.
That's being married to a Catholic school teacher, that is always welcome. let's be very, very clear about that. Brian, a quick question for you. You mentioned overhearing this group of moms in your local Target store and talking about some of these Zoom meetings that they attended. Can you give us more generally speaking? Do you have metrics about how many people tuned into these, about how well it was used? Do you get feedback emails about how effective Peace of Mind 1.0 has been?
Yeah, well, we believe that there's about 5,000 people that watch these monthly Zooms, which is just phenomenal. We also have metrics that principals reached out and asked for specific support, which is also really important. And, you know, just one more thing about Peace of Mind 2.0. What I really love about it is we recently had some training sessions where, you know, everything at Cisco is opt-in. So people can raise their hand and say, I want to be part of Peace of Mind 2.0. Hmm. And we know that Peace of Mind 1.0 is effective because we had more schools that we were able to fund for Peace of Mind 2.0. And we want everybody that wants to be part of these programs, we want to be able to give it to them. But we had this training where every staff member attended, not just teachers, but we're custodians, administrative assistants, bus drivers.
Wow.
And the reality is that every staff member has an impact on a child's life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in person last year really brought to the forefront the importance and the value of Catholic education. Because as a dad, I know that my son's teacher is going to spend more time with my son than I will spend with my son over the next 9 months. During waking hours, obviously. And that's incredible. That's incredibly important to recognize that where your child goes to school will spend more time with them than with you. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, everybody has a stake in raising that child. It takes the village, and not just the teacher, but the custodian and the administrative assistant. All these people play a role in it. And I can tell you, you know, for a while, when I was a principal, we had a bus to try to expand our enrollment, and it worked, but we couldn't find a bus driver, so I was driving a bus for a while in the morning.
Nice. Yeah.
And I could tell you, I could tell in the first 5 minutes when that child got on the bus if it was going to be a good day or a bad day for that child.
Yeah.
And, you know, what about if that information where that employee could try to find a way to either to prop that child up, had the tools and the experience to maybe diffuse the situation that happened at outside of recess to make sure that the kids can be in class and they are ready to learn. And we just know that more and more schools are asking for this help. It's critical, and Cisco is really proud and honored to work with Dr. Nolan and support these schools in this important initiative.
Sure. All right. Very good. Dr. Nolan, let me come back to you and ask. Now, you really whet our appetites here with some of the things that have been going on, and you've spoken kind of generally, but would you be willing to share here in this public venue just one or two tips that either parents or educators or both might utilize, some action items that they might utilize just to help protect the mental health of children?
Absolutely. You know, our kids can't do better than we're doing. And so in order to protect our kids' mental health, we have to protect our own. So taking care of ourselves, making sure that we have the rest that we need, that we're eating well, that we're exercising, all of those things. But then finding those inspirational parts of your life and really indulging in that. Why do you do what you do vocationally? Why are you a parent? What is your calling to live on this earth? When you connect with that, when you connect with the people that inspire you, that protects your mental health. And when your mental health is protected, so are your children. And then the other thing that I always say, and every time I do a session, is that if you hear nothing else from me today, hear this. You must keep your home peaceful. So if you are feeling on the edge, if your nerves are frayed, if you are likely to explode when your kid leaves their backpack on the ground for the 4,000th time and you trip over it, you have to recognize that as a flag that you need to take care of yourself. Because here's what happens. When we lose our cool with our kids, when we yell and scream, our kids start to see us as emotionally weak. And then as they move into adolescence, they start to try to protect us from those things in the world that are unpredictable. For example, when they get maybe in their teen years, if they were at a party and somebody was drinking, something like that, they would be afraid to call us because we freak out if we trip over their backpack. they start to think of us as emotionally weak. So number one, in the home, we need peace and we need calm. And so we model taking care of ourselves when they, you know, are on our last nerve, when we think we're going to lose our cool with them. We model taking a break from it and come back later and remind ourselves that misbehavior is simply a manifestation of not being able to deal with a strong emotion in that moment. And when we model dealing with our own strong emotions, we teach our kids how to do it.
Wow. Well, great advice, all those pieces. Thank you, Dr. Nolan, for that. And for more, tune into Cisco. And Brian, we are winding down here, just a couple seconds left, but I did want to get back to you. How can people find out more about the Peace of Mind 2.0 initiative and Cisco in general?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And I just love listening to Dr. Nolan. Isn't she just amazing?
Yeah.
That those tips are wonderful. And I'm just proud that so many people are listening and recognizing that you can only give what you have. And you know, as Dr. Nolan said, taking care of yourself is really important. Well, on our website at cisco-mn.org, we have a section on there about peace of mind, about how they can support, how they can try to help us sponsor a school, how they can be generally engaged in everything that we do. And, you know, we really believe that in-person learning, our programs, our excellence, the environment of Catholic schools with Christ at the center are just some of the main reasons, you know, why students come and why parents want their children in our schools and why we continue to grow. And, you know, I recently talked to somebody and said that we, the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, hasn't grown in enrollment back-to-back years since 1981 and 1982. And through the hard work of Cisco and many other foundations to try and make schools accessible and excellent, we think that's going to happen again this year. But, you know, we need more support so we can support more schools. You can find out all that information on our website, and we'd love to talk to you. We're a bottom-up organization, too, and so we'd love to hear from you, hear your ideas, and find how we can grow our schools and make them even more excellent.
Wonderful. Well, Brian Regetz and Dr. Jules Nolan, thank you so much for joining us on Practicing Catholic. God bless you and all your good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That website again is Cisco, CSCOE-MN for Minnesota.org. All right. We're going to take another break. When we come back, it's important work that one ministry is doing to provide healing and support to those affected by an abortion. We're going to talk with Rachel's Vineyard. Stay with us.